This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has condemned the killing of a 22-year-old man by a Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy. Christian Glass was killed in June after an encounter with police when he'd called 911 for help. CPR's Allison Sherry.
In an extraordinary move, Polis late on Thursday spoke out about the shooting after he met with Glass's parents this week. He called it a, quote, unspeakable loss and said the tragedy should have never happened. Polis also said Colorado mourns for the loss of Glass's life. Glass's parents, who are Boulder County residents, have said they intend to sue Clear Creek County and say they are looking for justice in the case. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
School shootings and the cost of living are on the minds of Latino voters ahead of November's elections. Nearly 60% of Latino voters surveyed across Colorado say they think the country is headed in the wrong direction. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Half of Latino voters who responded to the survey said their economic situation had gotten worse in the last 12 months. Alex Sanchez leads an organization out of Glenwood Springs that was part of the Colorado Latino Policy Agenda poll.
And the data suggests that Latinos are not trustful of the political system.
There was a 44-40 split of voters identifying as liberal or moderate. Conservative voters made up 17% of respondents. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado job numbers show an unemployment rate of 3.3%. There are more jobs in the state now than before the pandemic, including more than 50,000 new jobs since the start of the year. It could soon be a good time for enjoying the start of autumn and a lot of changing leaves. The forecast is colorful.
The outlook for the next month or so looks fantastic for the state of Colorado for leaf colors.
We'll hear more about what to expect and one expert's favorite leaf-watching locations in about 25 minutes. Heading into the last weekend of summer, it's a chance for rain today and mostly sunny through the weekend. Around Denver, highs are close to 80, 70s in Grand Junction, mountain highs today near 60. This is CPR News.